This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Congratulations to Barb F. for being our final lucky winner of the Football Friday Tailgate Tray Giveaway, and there's no shame at all in being the last one. Maybe that's the theme of the week. It's a season of endings.
Finality, yeah.
Good for you, Barb F. You've scored a $300 tailgate tray certificate from Alibaba Kebab. Fire up your taste buds at any of their three locations. Let's go to Gary next. Hi, Gary.
Hey, Mike Bulldog. Thanks for taking my call. Some of my memories are I grew up in Lackawanna, New York. I live in Alpharetta, Georgia now. But some of my fondest memories were not necessarily in the stadium, but outside the stadium. So in 1982-ish, when I was 14, I would drive my bike up to the stadium. It was only 2.5 miles. And I would watch them practice, but I would get all their autographs. So we're going back to Joe Ferguson, Joe Cribbs, Jerry Butler, Lou Piccone, Fred Smirlis, Jim Haslett, Conrad Dobler, Joe DeLamalure. And I still have those autographs to this day in a photo album under my bed. And just very, very fond memories of growing up around that stadium. So thank you for taking my call.
Gary, before you go, do you happen to know a story about one time, I don't have any memories of going to the stadium on this night because at the last minute I couldn't go and your now wife was told that I would not be going with her to the game?
No, but I'll ask her about
that. Do you want to hear the story?
What just happened?
I said a lot right there. So,
I have a story too that I want to tell you that has to go back to college with you and my wife. But go ahead.
Okay. So, Gary's wife, she texted me during the break, like, my husband's on hold. Like, this is going to be good. So, there was a night game. You might know it. The Bills played the Colts on a Sunday night. They won the game, I think, 38-0. And early that afternoon, I got a call from the Amherst asking if I could do the PA for their game that night that involved the Sabres. It was an exhibition game with the Sabres. Like, oh, no. And Sue and I were just friends. It was only that. But she and I were planning to go to the Bills game together. And I'd like, oh, my God, I cannot say no to this.
Right.
Like, I'm going to do PA for a Sabres game? I'm 20. Like, I have to say yes to this. So I decided to do that. And, you know, we're in the dorms. And I went to Sue. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't go. Something just came up. Do you want it? I can't take the tickets. I don't even know. I don't think she did, but like I had to cancel on her, which I hated, to do this other thing. And so.
And look at you now.
I look at me now. I have no memories of the Colts game in 1992 other than feeling terrible for not being able to go to it, Gary.
But you did take her to her first game there.
I did?
Yes.
Okay. That's good.
End zone, and it was in the winter, and she froze.
Okay, well, I did have a few of those. I don't remember that.
Is this your Arizona game with the no socks or the wrong shoes, New Orleans?
Did she go to that? Is it the Saints? I don't remember what game that was. Well, it wasn't this Colts game.
Yeah.
A funny memory, though, because obviously that was your senior year, and when I would come up to visit her and when I first met you for the first time, and we're like, oh, you know, I'm Mike, and oh, what do you do for a living? And, well, I'm going to be on the sports, you know, air radio waves, and I thought to myself, yeah, right. Good luck with that. You know the chances of all that happening. And now here you are killing it. So every time I hear you on the radio, Sue and I talk about it, and I laugh like, oh, my God, he did what he said he was going
to
do.
Well, that's very special to hear. Best to you, Gary. Happy New Year, and to Sue as well.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I wasn't kidding when I said, look at you now. You took that Amherst gig, and you showed Gary what was what.
Victor Gordiuk scored late in the Sabres 1 against Washington.
Victor Gordiuk.
LaFontaine played, I think, like a 5-4 game at War Memorial Arena. Wow, I can't remember the official name of the place. There. You know the place I'm talking
yes,
about.
Yes, Blue Cross.
The Blue Cross Arena right. before it was called that. Here's Matt next. Hi, Matt.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Great, Matt. Thanks for calling.
Did I know your wife when she was in college?
No, Matt. Matt knew my
not,
wife when they were in college.
That's okay.
No.
I'm sure if you did, it would have been a good relationship. So, anyway. So, guys, I got to tell you, like, I've been listening so diligently over the past few weeks, and I haven't heard anybody talk about there was a game in 2002, early December, against the Dolphins, and I remember going to my brother-in-law, and it was, you know, we destroyed the Dolphins, but the snow was unbelievable.
Yeah, I was at this game.
Me too.
It's my snow game for the stadium.
Yeah, right? Like, and yeah. I remember it was blinding. I couldn't see the field by the end of the game. I couldn't see anything, but it was deafening. Everybody was screaming and yelling and just so excited because it was such an amazing game, and we were destroying the Dolphins. And I just remember sitting there and like I got like a Tim Hortons hot chocolate or whatever, a hot chocolate. And I brought it back. By the time I got it back to my seat, it was cold. It was just such a fun game to be at. It took us forever to get home because it was so much snow. And people keep talking about the Indianapolis game, but I feel like this game was, I don't know. It had to be at least as bad.
Yeah, it was, you're right.
Standpoint.
You're right, Matt.
I don't remember the snow piling up on the field the way it did in the Indianapolis game, but it was a scene. I mean, it was a straight-up snow game, and there were pockets within the game where it was really coming down. Yeah, I mean, this is the Ricky Williams went off, but Bledsoe hit Peerless Price, and Price runs into Jim Kelly's arms in the end zone. Like, Kelly's there in, like, a varsity high school jacket, but it's a Bills jacket.
Yep.
And he's just out there with, I remember thinking, like, he's no hat on. It's just like, you know, in the end zone, probably got a flask in his back pocket. And here comes Peerless Price. I'm thinking, like, Dan Marino would not be standing in this end zone right now. Like, this is our, look at this guy.
I know, and I ripped him.
I love that so much.
I ripped him the next day.
Of course
not ripped
did.
Him, but I was working with Chuck, and he was like you right there, sort of going in on Kelly, the cheerleader. I'm like, you know what? He should probably calm down. He's not on the team. Somebody should tell him he's not on the team anymore. And we went to commercial, and Chuck was like, wow, that was good. Like, and I put my head in my hands, like just, oh, no, probably wasn't.
Right.
But, you know, you're not on the team anymore. Relax.
Yeah.
Was my take. Which I kind of still do feel that way, but not to disagree with your point.
No,
about
it really added to the day for me to see him. Really, really, I mean, I mention it every time I think about that game. Like, it's a real highlight to me.
I love that I sort of mad at him for it. Like, come on, dude, you don't play anymore. You can relax, sit down, get your own hot chocolate somewhere, and just enjoy the game with the rest of us. Okay, picks next. Football Friday on WGR.
What if I did do it? Even though I admit to nothing and never will. What does that make me? And I'm not here just defending myself, but all those pickers out there who've been caught. Each and every one of them. Who has to suffer the shame and humiliation because of people like you.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Are we not human? If we pick, do we not bleed?
On WGR.
I am not an animal.
Sports Radio 550.
Just a quick bit of housekeeping. It does sound like, yes, that 1989 John Forcade Saints game was the one that I took my friend Sue to for her first game. And my excuse is I didn't wear socks to that game because I was like living on my own for the first time and didn't realize that you need to sort of dress for yourself. And my feet were probably so cold that I forgot the whole experience.
Yeah. Somehow that's what sticks out to me about you. When you talk about memories of the stadium, I remember you no socks at a snow game.
Yeah. Gary, her husband who called in, and maybe also Sue in the text was like, yeah, I was freezing.
Yeah.
That had to be it. I also went to the
there was
the
a long ride back to Rochester.
It could have been the backwards punt game.
Okay. It's not much of a snow
Arizona.
Game, but it was rain.
But
right?
It was super cold.
Yeah. Yeah.
Windy. Arizona 90. The Phoenix Cardinals, I should say. All right, time for picks. This is not, for me, what feels like a good omen, but these came very easy to me.
All right.
Today.
Giddy up.
6.5 is a lead? I'm taking a lead into the playoffs.
That is what I've got, yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, I know you're on Carolina. I'm so on Tampa. minus three. We've lost the plot on these two teams. I mean, who do you want in the alley? The Bucks or the Panthers? Give me Tampa, minus three. It's not even a real number. Home team. Tampa wins this game. If they don't win the division, they don't. But I like them in this matchup.
Carolina can still win the division if Atlanta wins their game because a three-way tie gives knocks Tampa out.
How about that?
Yeah, that's incredible.
Who saw that coming? I also, let's try to go in order here. I'll take the Colts, plus 10.5 in Houston. In my mind, if Jacksonville races to a lead, Houston can shut it down. Maybe not. Maybe they'll have a different attitude about rest versus maybe the 5 seed or something. But it's been a hard road for the Texans, and there might be that possibility here. 10.5, Jonathan Taylor going for a rushing title, Riley Leonard, maybe a different vibe. The Colts have been in close games. They've lost 6 in a row. Do they run for the bus or do they compete? Division game in Houston. I'll take Indianapolis and double digits.
Are you home free on all your Colts bets? You right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I cashed out a long time ago on all of it because they were basically offering me almost the full amount.
Yeah.
It was such a given that they weren't going to win that division. The one bet I wish I could have tried harder to find when they were 8-2 was to lose 7 straight, because that was my prediction. And I talked to Sam maybe on the air even, and he's like, yeah, you could have found that for 200-1 or something, but I didn't have that pop up on my phone.
Right.
But all the shorts on the Colts paid off. Pick 3. Not sure what time this game is. I'm going to take Green Bay plus 8.5 at Minnesota. So what is this? Malik Willis against?
That's a 1 o'clock game.
Good. Whoever
on CBS.
I know. I hate that.
Come on.
Whoever Minnesota's rolling out.
It used to be a proper country.
Maybe Minnesota, they blitz on every play anyway. Maybe Minnesota just makes a special effort here. But the Packers don't have a team that's so top heavy that, oh, they're sitting guys. I don't care. I'll take 8.5 with Green.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bay. Pick 4, Denver bombs the Chargers, minus 12.5 with Denver. Look what happened last year when they had the Chiefs in this spot. They went 38-0. The Chiefs had 3 first downs. The Chargers are not competing. On Monday, Jim Harbaugh was ready to tell you Herbert was sitting. Trey Lance, good luck. Denver needs the game for home field. They get it. Big win. And I'll take Pittsburgh Sunday night. I hate it. I hope I'm wrong. I think it's a way more interesting playoff if it's Baltimore and not Pittsburgh. Give me a 3-point Ravens win and I win in every category. But, I mean, these games are always close. And I don't trust Jackson and the Ravens right now to just be decisive winners on the road against the Steelers. Really? Maybe they are. Maybe they're the line always loves the Ravens. And maybe that's the lesson I should take here, is that Baltimore is the pick. The way I thought Indiana was yesterday, because 7.5 over Alabama, I guess I got to do it. And they won by 35. Tampa, Indy, Green Bay, Denver, Pitt.
Keenan Allen's got a bunch of incentives for Sunday, too. And I read an accounting of him sort of, hey, Trey, sort of in the locker room, because he's got one, it was a few $100,000 for a touchdown or whatever, yards, catches. He's got stuff for everything. So I wonder what they do with that, if anything. All right, as you mentioned, I'm going to take the Panthers. And I agree. I think we have lost the plot, and the plot now says the Bucs aren't that good anymore. I'm just going to take the 3 points and expect a close game. So I'll take the gift of the 3. I don't have a good feel really for either one of these teams right now, other than the fact that the Bucs just seemingly could not get out of their own way for more than a month here down the stretch. I will take the 49ers also Saturday night, getting 1.5.
2.5.
Oh, it's 2.5. Well, look at you. Thank you. That's a gift.
I can't believe
that.
I'm afraid to take the Niners because of that.
I know. It's kind of crazy, isn't it? Whatever. I'm right there for it. I'll go.
You'll bite.
I'll bite on that. They've been just a barn fire for weeks here on offense. Like, Purdy can't be stopped. We'll see if they can stop Seattle. I mean, they couldn't stop who they had
to shoot up.
Right. So we'll see if they can turn Darnold into a big game pumpkin again. But getting 2.5, I love it. You took Steelers?
I did.
I'm going to take Baltimore minus the 3.5.
That's good.
Looking to gain some ground, so hopefully these two that I've got opposite you go my way, because those are the only two we've got. You didn't touch the Jaguars, right?
Am I wrong for wanting the Ravens to win? It's so much more interesting than the Steelers. The Steelers are just such a dud.
I don't feel wrong. I don't feel like they're that different, these two teams, anymore. Okay. I know what Lamar Jackson has been. I'm not scared of the Ravens anymore. Myself, speaking for me, they're more of a threat than Pittsburgh, but
I wouldn't pick Pittsburgh as anybody.
It's not right.
In the playoffs.
Same. But I'm not, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, before I left for my holiday break, I decided I'm not that scared of the Ravens anymore. It looks sideways. It's been sideways. Maybe they'll get there, and maybe they'll put it all together. Maybe they have the year a lot of people are hoping the Bills have, where it's harder than you thought it was going to be. Not that the Bills have struggled like Baltimore has, but get in and then just get hot. I mean, that could happen. Last time they won the Super Bowl, that's kind of what happened. They got it. Not that they limped in or anything, but still, Flacco put three incredible games together and they won the Super Bowl. Anyway, I'll take the Ravens. I like the Titans getting 12.5. All year I've been Cam Ward's actually good.
Wow.
I don't know. I'm going to go down swinging one last time. Just keep it close, Cam Ward. That's all I need. And I'll take Dallas minus 3.5 at the Giants, because it seems exactly like one of the most Dallas things ever for them to go win a meaningless season finale at the Giants like 40-10.
You got to admit, though, a Giants thing would be winning this game with the second pick, if not even the first pick. That would be a very Giants thing, too. What a matchup. No Javonte Williams, by the way, for you sickos who play fantasy in Week 18. Sam Panayotovich, nationally acclaimed sports betting analyst, joins us, or did join us earlier today. We'll have that conversation next. It is Football Friday on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.